This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I'm here with Season 2, the pre-Ramadan bootcamp. So now we're up to episode 5 of this bootcamp, and the whole purpose of this bootcamp is to help you best prepare for this blessed month.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. I hope you're enjoying this episode from Productive Muslim podcast team. I want to take 30 seconds of your time and invite you to our Productive Ramadan online course. This is your one-stop course to all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges and dramatically improve your Ramadan experience, spiritually, physically, and socially. If you're interested, hop on to ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com and subscribe online today. Once you join the course, you'll have access to all our other courses, a private Facebook group where we can have group discussions, book club, and many more. Hope to see you there. Join us today at ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com.
Now let's get started with our lesson today. So today we are already two-thirds finished with our Ramadan readiness test. So first we started off with the spiritual fitness test, and then we went on to completing the physical fitness test. And now today we're going to be doing the social fitness test. Now this test is going to be seeing how socially productive you are, and the link for this test you can find on our show notes. And the specific show notes for this episode that you're listening to now is productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E5. Now, on a side note, there's also a very interesting article that has been written by Muhammad Faris, and it's called The Spirituality versus Productivity Debate During Ramadan. So this is a thought-provoking article which speaks about the debate between Muslim professionals that happens every year regarding Ramadan. So the divide is between the spiritual camp and the pragmatic camp. So the spiritual camp says that Ramadan is the month of spirituality, so thus we should focus all our efforts on fasting, prayers, charity, different acts of worship, and take time out of our work if possible in order to make the most out of Ramadan. The pragmatic camp argues that we should be practical about Ramadan and to reduce our spiritual commitment so that we can maintain productivity in the workplace. So this is an interesting read. Do check it out, and I will include a link to this in our show notes as well. And remember, when you're doing the social fitness test today, do take note of any questions that trigger your thoughts or make you realize something. And let us know once this is completed in our show notes. So again, to sum it up, go ahead to our show notes, productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E5. Take the social fitness test. So that's all from me today. I'll speak to you again tomorrow, inshallah. Until then, remember, work hard and be sincere.